Agradeço-vos a vigor e a convicção. Se eu fazia isso, estaria um treino para se achou a fala. This week's Parshas, Parshas Bishpotim, a lot of halachas in Parshas Bishpotim. So, one idea in Parshas Bishpotim, we'll talk about is the pasuk page one? I'll call the Vakesha. I'll show all Chabor, I'll sell Salmal, call Avida, Asher Mark Yehuze, Ada Lukim Yavod Vashrem, Asher Yashin and Lukim, Shalim Shnaim the Reyeu. So you look here in the Torah Tamima here on page three. Asher Yashin Lukim, Prat Lamashia Es Atzmo. Mikan Lamode Biknas Shul Potter. So we have a concept in Halacha. Shech mentioned it also in Torah Tamima is mentioning it. Shech mentioned it. Mode Biknas Potter, meaning like this. Say if a person goes ahead and he breaks someone's window. And then he wants to do tshuva. So he steps forward and says, I was the one who broke the window. So that's mama. That's if you caught somebody damage. So you have to pay for the damage. You caused someone damage. So but there's a concept of knas. Knas is when there's a fine. Knas is not because you, say you stole from somebody, right? So then the halacha is that if you're caught, you have to pay kefil, right? Not only, say you stole something, it's worth $100, and you were caught, now you're going to have to pay the thing back plus double. We don't do have knas bezmanazeh because we don't have the real smicha. And knas, only you can have knas when there's a resident of smuchin. And smuchin is when it's ishmi, piish, and Moshe Rabbeinu, the line of smicha, the chain from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we don't have that. So so we don't have knas as man as ever. In terms of the Torah, there was a din of paying knas. So if a person goes ahead and admits that he was the one who stole, then halacha is, so he's going to have to pay for what he stole. But the extra, the kefil, he doesn't have to pay. Because modeh b'knas, potter.
Does he have to be modeh before he's convicted? Or can he not be convicted?
Oh, so he's modeh b'knas before he was convicted. We're going to see, what if the edim come after, what's the din? But Moda B'Knas is Potter, meaning Moda B'Knas before he was convicted. And that's what the Torah to me was saying, as Shrechtel pointed out, that's Shrechtel pointed out from this Pasuk, Asher Yashinu Olkim, meaning that's exactly what the Pasuk is saying. He has to be convicted by the Bezdin, but if he convicted himself, so to speak, he was Moda B'Knas, then he's Potter. That is part of it. Now, there is another interesting halacha on page 7. Itnar modeh b'knas v'chakach bo eidim. What if you modeh b'knas and then you admit that you stole, and therefore you're going to give it back, but then you don't want to have to pay the extra. But then Adim come. It was like what Ellie said before. If you're convicted beforehand, so then your Hadar doesn't mean anything because you were convicted. But what if you were Moda, but then the Adim who were there to convict you came afterwards, so the Mafreya comes out, we don't need your admission because there's Edom. So in other words, if the Edom came first, then for sure Yehuda is meaningless. But what if the Edom came afterwards? Do we say, well, Lamafreya, your Hodah is meaningless? Or is no, Lamaisi, you got in your Hodah before the Edom came. So that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Gemara says like this: Idmar moda b'knas v'chacha bo Edom, Rav amar potter, u'Shmuel amar chayef. So, and that's how we pass like Rav. The you moda b'knas, so even though Edom come after you, you're potter. Certainly if the Edom came before. So there is a sefer called the Asara Mamoros, page 8 and then page 9. That was written by the Ramah Mipanu. Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah Mipanu. He was from Italy. He was a famous Mekubal. And he's written several things. And one of the things he wrote is the Asara Mamoros. So he writes, here that quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Rachatzu, Hizaku, right here Hasiru. So Rachatzu means you should leave the sin. In other words, the pasuk said Rachatzu, Hizaku, Hasiru. You know, Rolam Aleichem, right? So Rachatzu is Azivus Achet, Hizaku is Charata, you should regret your sins. Hasiru is vidui. So they can't have ketegor mistalek neged umode b'knas potter. He says when a person does vidui, that's what we do on Yom Kippur. We do vidui. So he says that is like mode b'knas potter. That's like mode b'knas potter. Because since you did vidui, then you're like moda b'knas, so to speak, and therefore Hashem forgives you. Because just like with moda b'knas, you don't have to pay the kefel because you were moda. So too, you don't have to pay. You get your mechilas avonos because you did vidui. Well, so there is a vort. A fascinating word. Rav Shechter used to say it over. It's al derech ha-tachlus, al derech ha-drush, whatever, but it's a fascinating idea. See, what does it say? What do we say in davening? The salachta lavoneinu, nu, kiravu. So what's the word that they say over there? Rav Shechter said over, but now we're going to see it inside in the written svarim. That, in other words, a person did an avera and he's mizvada, right? But what is it going to help? Hashem maybe can bring edim against him that saw, you know, malachim things that saw that he did the avera. But what? Halach is like Rav. Halach is like Rav. And Moda B'Knas, Fachachach Bo Edim, is Potter. So that's Alder Chadrush. Salachta Lavoneinu, you should forgive us. Why? Ki Ravu. I am Mizvada. So even if they're going to be Edim against me afterwards, Ki Ravu, Halach is like Rav. And Moda B'Knas, Fachachach Bo Edim, is Potter. So look here in the Sefer Bonei Yerushalayim. Bonei Yerushalayim, page 14, is a Sefer written by the son of Rabbi Tzal HaKoyin of Vilna. Tzal HaKoyin of Vilna is one of the big Dayanim of Vilna, his son. So he writes here at the bottom, page 15. The same B'Dover Tov, Hinei, Dover HaMelech Alav HaSholem Omar, V'Salachda La'avoni Ki Ravu. So, Imishvil Zeki Ravu, Lakach Yislach Lavanosov. In other words, the simple pshat is forgive me for my averis because they're big, a lot. So fakir. If they're a lot, maybe he shouldn't get forgiven. But he means Salach da Lavaneki Ravu. So Allah is a Imishvil Zeki Ravu, Lakach Yislach Lavanosov. We know that Chazal say that whenever a person does an Avera, a Malach is created from his averus, or fakir, but he does a mitzvah. The malach is created from his mitzvahs. So he says, "Aval chakach yavo." There was what's the good that you're going to do vidoy? Aval yavo ha'edim haino malachi chavala. Asher nivru me averus she'osok. K'mamar taino, like the Tana says in Pirkei Avos. Over avera achas konelo kategor echad. That if you do an avera, you create a prosecutor against you. You create the malach that's going to come to prosecute against you. He says, after the vidui, in the with hakdama to the vidui, right? Okay, we ask Hashem that we're going to do vidoy, he should be mochel. And even though there can be edim, meaning the mekatrigan that will come afterwards from the averus that we did, Perish halacha karav shemodim knas bechagabo edim potter. Chayin shapir salachta lavod. Oh, so that's the vort that's said over, but I want to be moisif to the vort. Not my own. The Sama Rebbe Shlita in the Maratav in the Chiddushei Torah. Says the following. Let me see. One second. We might be missing a page here, so I'll tell it over to you. But see, one of the things that you need for Moda Beknas, the Chakach Bo Edim, that you need for Moda Beknas, is you need Hodah Bifnei Bezd. Page 22. Misha Hodah Beknas, the Chakach Bo Edim, and Hodah Betchila Bifnei Bezdin, who Bezdin Potter. Whereas it's not enough you just said you did the Aveira, but you have to go to Bezdin and admit the Aveira. So he says like this. Well, that was the Rambam I just read. Page 22. You know, that's the halacha. So he says like this, that look on page 21 in the Sefer for the Sama Rebbe. Yesh lo sif tavlin. Rambam Panu says that tam shemo al tshuva v'vidoi is because Moda b'chas v'chach bo edim potter. Because Ramami Panu just compares the vidoy of tshuva to the vidoy of of Moda B'Knas. And in the other Sfarim, we'll see the Ben Ish Chai and the Bodei Yerushalayim, they're the ones who tie it into the Moda B'Knas V'Achamayim Potter. And he says, Omnom, had the Moda B'Knas, page 21, Hayu Dafka B'Fnei Baldin, in Bezdin. Chodos K'nas Heinu Nifta B'Shem Moda Elam B'Fnei Baldin, Ben Tzarech Tshuvalios. And who's the Baldin here? When we sin, the Bezdin, the Baldin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he explains that during this tkufa, there could be a hashras hashchina to do it b'fnei baldin. And then he explains all the things that we do during the aseres yimei tshuva are hachana to have hashras hashchina. Because what are we doing on the day in Yom Kippur? We're doing a vidoy and another vidoy, another vidoy. But if you're a balgaiva, and Balgaiv is Masalik the Shechina. The Shechina doesn't want to be there. So then Yehudah is not going to be B'fnei Baldin. It's not going to be B'Vezdin B'fnei Baldin. So that's why, you know, say Tshuva Tfilo Tztaka Ma'vir Nisro HaGzeira. Because what's Tshuva? Tshuva is with returning to Hashem. So B'fnei the Baldin. Tfila, the famous Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim Brisker, one of the first pieces he has in the Sefer, Reb Chaim Brisker, is there's a steer in the Rambam. How much kavanah do you need for Shmon Esrei? So one place the Rambam is mashmah, you need the whole Shmon Esrei to have kavanah, and the other place the Rambam says only the first bracha. So which one is it? So Reb Chaim has his famous piece. You can look at the Sefer Chidush Reb Chaim on the Rambam. This Lubavitcher Rebbe liked to quote this piece. So he says that there are two types of kavanas. One is perish hamilas, to know what the words mean. So perish hamilas, to know what the words mean. So then that's only the first bracha. I mean, it's better to know what the words mean for the whole thing, but the first bracha. But then this idea of knowing that you're b'fnei Hashem. It was that you're not just speaking, that your mom is standing b'fnei Hashem. That's the whole Shmon Esrei. That's why I think the Lubavitcher Rebbe would encourage people to go to sleep on Shavuos if they stayed up the whole night, not to daven right away. You know, like the first, because a lot of times if you're going to daven and you were up the whole night, so then your mom is spaced out. You know, so it makes a lot of sense. But you can even get in, even if you stay up the whole night. You still sleep for 4 hours. You go to sleep at 4:30, you go to daven at 8:30. It's a big difference davening with 4 hours of sleep or davening with no hours of sleep. So it was a lot of times, if you're up the whole night, then you're going to space out and you're not going to feel that you're Tavnei Hashem. So Teshuva brings us Lufnei Hashem. Tefillah brings us Lufnei Hashem. And Tztaka, he quotes a pasuk also. If Tztaka, it's also there's a Hashras Hashchina. And all the things we're doing during the Aseres Yimei Teshuva, and others, that's how the Sabra Rebbe seemingly, again, there was one page that didn't get Xerox, but is because what's the Iker in Yom Kippur is the Vidui. That's the Iker part of Teshuva, is the Vidui. And if there's the, and Vidur has to be B'fnei Baldin. Who's our Baldin in for Yom Kippur? Is that we violate Hashem's Torah. So Hashem, he's the best and he's the Baldin. So we have to do it B'fnei. But if Hashem is checking out on us because we're a Balagaiva and we don't want to be B'fnei Hashem, so it's like doing a Vidur, Shalom B'fnei Baldin. So B'meila, that's the idea. That's the Hachana. Yom Kippur. And that's all based on the Ramami Panos Yisod, that just like there's Moda B'Knas Potter, so the Ramami Panos says that's the Vidui, that's Hasiru. Hizaku, Itaru, Hasiru. So how do you Hasiru the Chait? Because just like Moda B'Knas Potter, there's no obligation anymore. So too when you do Vidui, there's no obligation anymore. You took away, and that's why the Pasuk in Yeshaya, which says, you know, rachatzu, hizaku, hasiru. What's has? So rachatzu means aziva sachet. The Rambam says on page 9. Hizaku is harata, and hasiru is what is the what is the moda b'knas potter. So just like moda b'knas is potter, moda b'aveira is potter. But you have to do it with b'nei baldin, and that's why the whole aseres yemei tshuva, as the Sefer Rebbe is seemingly intimating, is to get the Bezdin ready, to bring the Hashkaras Hashchina. And once you have the Hashkaras Hashchina, so then you'll be able to have a proper vida. And that's the idea. Salachta lavaneinu kiravu. Because once we did it with the Bezdin, it doesn't matter that late HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring the Malachim and the Makatrigim that were created from all the Averis. But once you did it, once you mizvada, you got it in. In a chanami, if the Eidim came before you, then it's too late. But you mizvada b'fnei Bezdin, and then the salachta lavaneinu, and even if Hashem is going to bring witnesses are going to come against us afterwards, kiravu, halach kirav, modu b'knas, v'chachach bo Eidim, is potter. And that's the tshuva that the Rambam Panu is explaining based on this pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Sheyashin Elokim. It's the malas hamoda al ha'emes, the person's moda al ha'emes. That's the vidoy, but he's willing to admit the truth. And then salachta lavaneinu kirafu. Okay, Rebbe, wish everyone a good Shabbos. As I said, Sunday Bez Hashem, we have the shiur at 11. Jake, did everyone get the packets? It's on the drive. Packet Mem Aleph and the covers are on the Shabbos section. And okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi. Good Shabbos, Rabbi Satan. Shabbos.
JJ, you want to take a Shabbos?
Mordecai.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Shabbos, Shabbos. Okay,
JJ.